At 2:13 in the morning, my dead brother called me. I almost didn't answer. I spent the evening going through case files, and by then, I'd had enough coffee to make sleep more of a theoretical concept anyway. Then I saw the name on the screen. Daniel Mercer. I stopped breathing. Daniel had been dead for 11 months. I know, because I identified the body. The phone rang again. Against every rational instinct I had, I answered. Hello? Nothing. Then, breathing. Slow. Deliberate. Who is this? A man's voice answered. Check the garage. The call ended. I stared at the phone. There were several reasonable things I could have done next. Call the police, wake my neighbor, remember that walking alone into a dark garage after receiving a phone call from a dead man is generally how people end up becoming cautionary tales. Instead, I grabbed the pistol from my desk. The garage door was already open. That was the first problem. The second was the envelope lying beneath the light. My name was written across the front. Inside was a photograph. Daniel. Alive. Standing outside a diner I'd never seen before. I flipped it over. There was a date on the back. Yesterday. Then beneath it, someone had written 6 words.
You buried the wrong man, detective.
Behind me, the garage door slammed shut.